إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. نعم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. اللهم إنا نشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد بما خلقتنا ورزقتنا وهديتنا ولك الحمد بكل نعمة أنعمت بها علينا. لك الحمد بالإيمان لك الحمد بالإسلام لك الحمد بالقرآن لك الحمد بالأهل والمال والمعافاة. اللهم إنا نشهد أن محمدا رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين إمام المرسلين والمبعوث رحمة للعالمين أدى الرسالة وبلغ الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. Alhamdulillah, all praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the right path, to the path of Islam, giving us the guidance of the prophets, all the prophets of Allah and the last prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he honored us to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, bless his family, and bless all of his followers. Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast, our prayers, our reading of the Quran, listening to the Quran, our acts of charity. Blessed are those who benefited from this time. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who have received the blessings of Allah. And whatever shortcomings, whatever mistakes you might have done, may Allah forgive them. May Allah keep us on the right path. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the COVID-19 restrictions were uplifted. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after some time we had kind of normal situation. We came and have iftar together in our masjid. We pray together. We had many other activities and many programs. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue his blessings upon us and keep us safe physically as well as in our iman, in our taqwa, in our righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank the board of the Islamic Society of Orange County, worked very hard, alhamdulillah, during this month, organized. We thank our staff. We thank our volunteers, many volunteers, mashallah. May Allah bless them. And we thank supporters. We thank also our neighbors who were very kind, very gracious to accept extra crowd during the nights at Isha time and even Fajr time, and especially at the nights of the Laylatul Qadr, when we had the Laylatul Qadr celebration and the Khatmul Quran celebration, and even this morning. We thank them and we pray for them. May God bless them all. Whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, may Allah bless them. This is a great blessing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have good neighbors. And Islam teaches us that we should be good to our neighbors. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our connection, our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen increases in the month of Ramadan. By fasting, by praying, by reading the Quran, by doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things bring you closer to Allah. And being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great blessing, a great honor to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel yourself you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan brings us closer to our families. We eat together. We pray together. We come to masjid together. Ramadan makes us closer to our masjid. We come here every day, more than one time in a day, and pray in the masjid, and have long prayers, Tarawih prayers. So Ramadan, establish our connections, right connection, good connections, and we should keep up that. We should not be the people of who do good things in seasons, and after that they forget that. No, we should try to keep it up. Not in the same intensity, of course, but at the same time, you have to keep up whatever is required of your religion. That you do the faraiz. That obligations, you have to observe them. You have to do them. And in this way, the deen continues. And the next Ramadan will come and you are have one stage up, alhamdulillah. So this is where you grow, stage by stage, grow stage by stage. Tabaqan an tabaq. You will grow, inshallah. Until we reach Jannah, inshallah. So Ramadan teaches us many lessons. Ramadan teaches us self-discipline. Self-discipline is very important because shaitan is very active with his temptation, with giving you a lot of haram things in food, in business, in relations, in entertainment, in social media. Shaitan is very active and will take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So self-discipline is very important, to be able to say, no, this is not right, I will not do that. Whether it is attraction, or whether it is the pressure of people, friends, but always be able to say, no, self-discipline. That is one of the very important lessons of fasting. Fasting also teaches us patience. Be patient. And patience requires three things. First of all, be patient to do good things. You cannot do good things unless you are very patient. Be patient to do good things. Be patient to avoid sins, haram, forbidden things. Be patient. And the third thing that you have to be patient is when you have in difficulty, problem, afflictions. At that time also, as-sabirina fil ba'sa'i wad-dharra'i wa hina al-ba's, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So fasting teaches us patience. And Rasulullah said about Ramadan, وَشَهْرُ الصَّبْرُ. It is the month of patience. So fasting teaches us the art of patience, the way of patience. And fasting also teaches us gratitude, thankful to Allah. Thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the things that He has given you. And use them in the right way, in the good way, in the proper way, without waste. There are a lot of things we take for granted. We take water for granted. And now California, especially Southern California, is going to have a shortage of water. And they're talking about rationing and telling the people that they should restrict their use of water. It's a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should be used in the right way. Fasting teaches us that whatever we have, we be thankful to Allah for that. Don't take it for granted. Allah can take it away anytime. Or take away our ability to use anytime. So it's very important to be thankful, grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'amihi kulliha. And fasting teaches us sincerity. Be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the ulama say that fast is the secret between you and Allah. Because who knows your fast except Allah and you? Other people, you can show your prayer, you can show your charity, you can show that you are going to Hajj. But you cannot show anybody that you are really fasting. Fasting is between you and Allah. So it is the sir, it is the secret between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah gives the reward for that. So it teaches sincerity, that do a lot of things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fasting gives us the lesson in charity, in kindness. Because a lot of people know they don't have. I mean, we deprive ourselves a few hours from food and drink and some of the things that we need. But there are people who cannot have food, who don't have it for 24 hours, 7 days a week, month after month, they have difficulty to find the food, find the basic needs of their life. So if you have it, be thankful to Allah for that. And be kind to others. Give to others. So after all this vigorous training of fasting and prayers and devotion, now we have the day of Eid. And there are certain things that we have to do. First of all, keep your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very strong. Your prayers, your reading of the Quran, your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be good to your families. Families need attention because family is going through crisis in the world and especially in the Western world. Family is going through crisis. A lot of divorces are taking place, a lot of negligence of children, not paying attention to the children, children's moral training, discipline. All of these things, spiritual training and discipline, is very much important. Pay attention to your children. Because you will be questioned about that on the day of judgment. Qoo anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qooduha an-nas wal hijara. Protect yourself, protect your families from the hell. So parents have responsibility. Mother and father both have responsibility. And be good to your community. Keep your connection with your community. Community, our community, mashallah, is large community and diverse community. We have people of different races and colors and languages. And this is the richness of Islam. And we should be good to all. It doesn't make what ethnicity belong to. It doesn't make what language you speak. Kullukum ikhwa. You are all brothers and sisters. Kullukum li Adam wa Adamu min turab. You are all children of Adam and Adam was made from dust. So you have to be good to all people. And let us teach this word, this thing to all the world that human beings should be together. Understand that human relationship. So be good to your community, in the large community, with your unity of Muslims. The strength of the Muslim is in their unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all these things and keep us on the right path and bless us, bless our families, protect us, protect our families, and be concerned at the same time to what is happening in the world. There are people who are suffering in the world. There are suffering of the Palestinian people, especially in the month of Ramadan. You must have heard that. Again, last year it happened in Ramadan, and now this year, the Israeli forces, they attacked people in the Masjid al-Aqsa. They were praying, innocent people. They attacked them, they killed them. And they imprisoned thousands of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And suffering happening other places, the war in Ukraine, terrible. Human beings are suffering there. Thousands have been killed and millions have been displaced. They are refugees. They lost their homes. And we should be, as human beings, we should be concerned for all human beings. Suffering the people in China, Muslims in China, Muslims in Kashmir, Muslims in India. Unfortunately, there are some forces of intolerance that are creating problems for the large number of Muslims, and they're going through great difficulties. And Muslims in Burma, Muslims in different other places, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their difficulties. May Allah bring the communities together. We pray for the people of Afghanistan. We pray for the people of Pakistan. We pray for the people wherever they are in difficulty. May Allah, we pray for them. We pray for the people of Syria, people of Yemen, people of Libya, people of Somalia. Very difficult. A lot of difficulty. We have to be concerned about that for all human beings. So may Allah remove the difficulties of those who are in difficulty and keep us on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best community raised for mankind. So our existence is not just for self. Our existence is a pro-existence. We should be for others, for the benefit of others. Khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. The best community raised for the sake of mankind. And we should be together. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Be patient. Remind each other to be patient. And keep together. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. Allah will help you as long as you help others. So help others. Support others. Take good care. Support the good causes. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. Just a reminder that if you pay your zakat during the month of Ramadan, you can still do that, inshallah, and you receive the reward for that. And then there's the special charity of Ramadan, which is called Zakatul Fitr. And Zakatul Fitr is for those who have the money. They should give on their behalf, on behalf of their dependents, even the newborn. And it is about $12 per person. And this is only for those who can afford it. Those who are poor, there's no Zakatul Fitr on them, but actually they can receive the Zakatul Fitr if they need. So Zakatul Fitr, alhamdulillah, we have collected some of it in the month of Ramadan at the Islamic Society. And now, and inshallah, we have been distributing. So if somebody is in need, you can apply. Inshallah, you will be helped from that. And in a similar way, Zakatul Mal. Islamic Society of Foreign Country does not use Zakatul Mal for the masjid operation. Zakatul Mal is only for the poor and the needy. And Alhamdulillah, we give it to the people who come and ask for that. Carefully, we have to determine that somebody is really in need, and yes, they have distributed that. So Zakatul Mal is a separate account and is given from there, Alhamdulillah. Other donations, we encourage you to give the donation for the masjid operation because masjid need that. And we thank you that you did that in the month of Ramadan. So please be generous. And remember that Islamic Society does not take money from zakat. All of it. There is no, even commission is taken. Nothing is taken. So everything is given to the poor and the needy. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast and help us to live in the spirit of Ramadan, in the spirit of devotion, discipline, and charity. We pray for the innocent people who died because of hate, racism, terrorism. Pray those who were killed because of attacks on the places of worship. Pray for peace, dialogue, understanding among the people of different faiths and among the sects and denominations of the same faith. Pray for racial harmony and interfaith relations. Pray for the freedom of the people who are suffering under occupation or because of injustices. Pray for peace and harmony in the world. Pray for the end of all wars and violence in all parts of the world. Allahumma qfil al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwad. اللهم أتم علينا نعمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك وأنزل في قلوبنا سكينتك وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. اللهم ارزقنا الأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى. اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم نصر عزيز مقتدر يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعن عمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين. عيد مبارك to all of you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yeah, we have someone who want to take shahada, so please come forward.
She has a mic.
Oh, okay. Oh, there is a lady and she has a mic. So just a moment of quiet. We have a sister, she want to make a shahada, mashallah, may Allah bless her. So yes,
we are sister.
Yes, sister, raise your right hand and say I. You have the mic with you. Say I and say your name. You're hearing?
Can we quiet down?
Turn on the mic. If you have a mic, say
hello.
Okay.
Say I and say your name.
I, Christine,
declare that I have accepted Islam.
That I accept Islam.
Ashhadu
an
la ilaha
illallah. In Allah.
Wa ashhadu
Masharu
Anna Muhammadan
Awan
Rasulullah.
I bear witness
that there is no God but Allah.
There's no God but Allah.
And I bear witness.
I bear witness
that Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Peace be upon him.
Peace be upon him.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Is the messenger of Allah.
I promise.
I, Muhammad.
To live by the teachings.
And believe in the teachings.
Of the Holy Quran.
Of the Quran.
And the guidance. Of Prophet Muhammad.
Of Muhammad.
Peace be upon him.
Peace be upon him.
So help me Allah. Ameen. Ameen. Allah bless you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We are praying, inshallah, for the shifa of Muhammad Rafi, Brother Naqshuddin Mohammed, Brother Haitham Mudakshi, Sister Zareen Nouri, Baruch Javed, Mrs. Manzoor, Brother Ashar Suhail, and Sayyid Badruddin. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfim ya Allah. And we also pray for the maghfirah of Laura Abid, Hisham Sabih, Abdul Fazil, Brother Hisham Sabih, Brother Ibrahim Al-Turai, and Sister Aisha Al-Hajj. Allahumma aghfir lahuma wa rahmuhuma wa afihima wa afu anhuma. Allahumma barakallahu fi ma. Allahumma.